As a start, this is dictating on Claire Mealy Hunter. Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. Mealy is M-E-A-L-E-Y. M as in Mary. M-E-A-L-E-Y. Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Date of birth, 10/26/51. Date of visit, 5/20/24. Please make a copy for Aubrey Shock, M.D. Aubrey is A-U-B-R-E-Y. Shock, S-C-H-O-C-K. S-C-H-O-C-K, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Aubrey, thank you for sending Claire Hunter for primary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who has had an occasional cough and shortness of breath with activity. Was recently sent for a CT chest without contrast. The CT chest done on 4/18/24 showed peripheral and basilar predominant pulmonary fibrosis, which had progressed since 2019. And there was some early honeycombing at both lung bases. There was interlobular interstitial thickening and septal thickening and mild traction bronchiectasis period. There was no pleural effusion. And there were borderline enlarged mediastinal lymph nodes, period. Mild coronary artery calcifications, period. The patient has not lost any weight, and she denies any chest pains. But she does have a cough, which is non-productive. She also has chronic back pain and has had joint pains of her extremities. Next paragraph. Past history, patient's past history includes history for osteoporosis and history for degenerative arthritis involving multiple joints. She also had interstitial lung disease and has chronic back pain and chondromalacia of the right patella. The patient has hyperlipidemia and obesity. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient is a non-smoker and drinks alcohol occasionally. She works as a real estate broker. Next, well, can you please add in the past surgical history? The past surgical history includes history for exploratory laparotomy in 1984. Tubal ligation in 1987, bilateral breast implants in 03, cholecystectomy 2015, and treated for pericarditis in 2017, and had hand surgery in 2015. Next, med list included alendronate 75 milligrams weekly. Next, paragraph. Family history. Father died of pulmonary fibrosis, and one sister also has fibrotic lung disease, as well as one brother with pulmonary fibrosis, which is being treated with nintedanib. The patient had Yeah, that's it for death surgical history. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue or fever, denies glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has some occasional nosebleed. She has no hay fever, she has shortness of breath and occasional cough. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn and has diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain or palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy breathing and no joint pains. Denies skin lesions. She does have joint pains. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of the citrus, no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80. Pulse is 85, respiration 20. Temperature 97.6, weight is 158. Itchy anti-enormous phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. No cap tenderness or swelling. Neurologically, reflexes and arm plus. Next, let's see. Next line, the labs demonstrated no abnormalities. And CT chest shows progressive peripheral basilar predominant pulmonary fibrosis with early honeycombing. And the pulmonary function studies are not available for review. Next, impression number one. Pulmonary fibrosis possibly. Chronic respiratory failure. Next, next line, the patient will get a CBC, ANA, anti-DNA and RA factor. She will continue the present medications mentioned above. And was advised to lose weight. She will also come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. She will get a CBC SED rate, RA factor, ANA, and then DNA. And a follow-up to be arranged in 8 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.